They are some of the oldest graves of European settlers you can find in this nation. It's Stephen's job to study those burials to tell us more about life 400 years ago. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
In 1620, the first people that we call pilgrims began arriving in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Stephen O'Neill knows much about those first European settlers.
In looking at the first 220 people who came over on the first four ships, basically the whole extended group of pilgrims, it was always fascinating to see, well, where did they end up being buried?
Coles Hill was the first burying ground, used the first winter while houses were still being built and pilgrims were still living on board their ships.
Burial Hill, up behind the first church here in Plymouth, was used probably as early as the 1620s and contains something like 2,500 memorials and markers, but there's probably about 5,000 people buried up there. Not everyone got a gravestone.
Stephen does a lot of detective work surrounding the resting spot of those original pilgrims and the events surrounding their burials.
One of the more interesting aspects of Puritan funerals in the early part of the Plymouth colony in the first 20 years is there were no prayers offered. There was no sermons. There were no sort of ritual aspects to the funeral.
It was a simple and somber affair.
The body was prepared at the home, was wrapped in a large wool cloth, placed in a wooden coffin, and then the family and part of the community would process with the body up to the burial ground. And nobody said anything next to the grave. The body was covered, coffin was put in the grave, and then they all went home.
Stephen has quite a collection here at the Pilgrim Hall Museum. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McRae.